very interesting to see these good people here in Ephesus, which turned out to be such an important place in the early church. Somebody evangelized them up to the baptism of John. So they were expecting the kingdom. So Paul went on to explain more to them, and they accepted that. And so he laid hands on them, and the Holy Spirit came upon them, completing their baptism. Why? Because, you see, didn't the Baptist prophesy that Jesus would baptize in the Holy Spirit? And that's just what happened to them. You see? And then they began to speak in tongues and to prophesy. Speak in the name of the Lord. That's the sign that they're ready to go out to work. Because faith has become experiential. Now they know what they're talking about. And that's the significance of that. And it's put, see, it comes now to help us realize Christian life is life in the Spirit. There was once a great Russian saint, Seraphim of Sarov. And he lived many years way out in the vast Russian forests to the east as a hermit. Then he moved closer to one of the monasteries, Sarov, and he was there. And a newspaper reporter, a very devout person, went to interview him. He was talking to him. That interview is written up. You can, for many, be online. Sarov is S-A-R-O-V. But finally, this newspaper man said to Father Seraphim, "What is the meaning of life?" And Seraphim said to him, "The whole meaning and purpose of life is to acquire the Holy Spirit." And in Russian, they say, he used the word for acquire, which is like a business term, acquire a business, you see, like that kind of, to acquire, that's the whole business of life. To be living by the Holy Spirit. And so, that's what we're getting ready for. You see, when the whole church prays like this, and everyone who can get to Mass hears these readings all week, they are to prepare us for a deeper baptism in the Holy Spirit. We should change on Pentecost. And then we can help others change, because we can preach in the power of the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, we're dried sticks. We can't do much. And so this gift, which is a holy, divine person, comes to dwell in us and work in us and move in us, heal us, enlighten us, strengthen us, support us when things are difficult. And our Lord starts to talk about that in chapter 16. We're moving along now to get ready for this feast. Huh? If the whole purpose of life is to acquire the Holy Spirit, then we should really be praying this week that we could enter into that deep movement, huh, of the body of Christ preparing itself in the power of the Holy Spirit for an outpouring of the Spirit, which we need for wisdom, for strength, for courage. We don't know how far all these difficulties we're going to be living through are going to go. But as our Lord says, don't worry about it. I've conquered the world. We have today this example of all these priests who were shot down in Mexico. You just heard about them. Did they overcome the world? Absolutely. Their blood is the seed of those who believe now, and they themselves are with God forever. What does it mean to conquer the world? It means to stop playing according to its tricks. It means to really know there is a God, to really relate to God as Father in the power of the Holy Spirit, to have that unshakable confidence no matter what. Because you see, the world basically can only threaten us by the fear of death. It says in the letter to the Hebrews, you see, that just as all the children have flesh and blood, so he partook of flesh and blood. This is in Hebrews 2:14. He partook of flesh and blood, that through his death he might free from the fear of death all those who were held captive by the devil. What holds us is fear of death. Not only fear of death, but all the little deaths. Why do people get mad when they get cut off in traffic? I am minimized. But that's what death is. And what the Lord said, don't you worry. When I rise from the dead and I pour out the Holy Spirit and you accept him into your heart, you are stronger than the whole world. And whatever you need will be given to you. Are you afraid of persecution? Of course you are. I was too. I sweat blood. But don't worry about it. You have the Holy Spirit to enlighten you, to strengthen you, to give you wisdom. Are you going to suffer? Yeah. How else are you going to die to sin and live to me? Are you going to get persecuted? Probably. Somehow or other. And maybe now, you know, pretty perceptibly. But he's saying, don't worry. My blessed Holy Spirit will be living in you and moving in you and strengthening you. And you will have joy. That's what we're getting ready for. It isn't just a commemoration. Let's all clap because the Holy Spirit came 2,000 years ago. It's now. You see, it isn't that the church is in time. It's that time is in the church. We take time and we bring it into the body of Christ and overcome time. And so we're celebrating the ever-present outpouring of the Holy Spirit.